Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we give you thanks today that you are always ready to share your word with us, that you want us to know more about you and your son Jesus. You want us to know your ways. You want us to learn what it means to be like God. I pray, Lord, that you will teach us by your Holy Spirit today. Guide us into all truth so that we'll be able to live in this world in a manner that is pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for this. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Oh, the Festive Decor. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 6. As we continue our story in the book of Esther, we are getting some idea about the ruler Ahasuerus and his ability to have massive and enduring feasts for those within his reign. He has already had a 180-day party, which included the dignitaries from 127 provinces he was over, and now he's throwing another 7-day feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small. In chapter 1 and verse 6 of Esther, we gain insight into the decor that was used for this elaborate garden party. We read, Where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. We read first, where were white, green, and blue hangings fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. We can use our mind's eye to imagine these elaborate hangings of colored and white material which draped over the party area. Although materials such as these are quite common for us, this would be a marvel to those who attended the party. They were fastened by rings of silver to the marble posts that were distributed throughout the courtyard of the palace. And as they shimmered in the wind and the ring shined in the sun, they must have been spectacular to see. The verse continues, The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. We can imagine these gold and silver beds or reclining couches or chairs spread throughout the patio. They were placed upon red, blue, white, and black marble tiles that comprised the flooring. Let us remember that both great and small were in attendance, and they must have had their mouths drop open to see such an opulent display. Now, we may wonder why all of this time is taken to describe the decor for a feast. Why would God desire that we know such a fantastic display of wealth, riches, festivity, and feasting? Let us remember that we are in the beginning of this book, and the scene is being set for Esther to meet Ahasuerus. We get an early glimpse into the kind of man he was, and as we consider the feast, the decorations, the wealth, the guest, and the display of majesty he presents, we can be reminded that God Almighty is the one who made this man who he is. Since this is the case, then what does God have in mind for us? Perhaps that should be our meditation for today. Next time, we will discover the vessels of gold used for this mighty banquet. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.